This week's episode of Nightmare on Film Street is brought to you by Diabolik DVD. You already know these guys. For 25 years, Diabolik DVD has been the source for horror, cult, and weird cinema to customers around the world. Diabolik offers a one-stop shopping experience for all your favorite labels, including Cauldron Films, Arrow, Synapse, Def Crocodile, Mondo Macabro, and many more from all corners of the globe. Whether you're looking for the definitive version of City of the Living Dead, or you're trying to upgrade your crusty old DVD of Cannibal Holocaust, Diabolik DVD is the owner-operated small business choice you've been craving. Shop online at DiabolikDVD.com and visit their sister company, Cauldron-Films.com. P.S. All orders are shipped in a box, because they're not jerks, and they know you don't want your Blu-rays damaged when you get them. That's DiabolikDVD.com, spelled DiabolikDVD.com. Get yourself some physical media, because there's no streaming service out there better than your own DVD shelf.
We might be too old for free candy, but we're not going to let that stop us from having a ghoul time. This October, we're playing Trick or Treat with the Spirits of Halloween over at the Nightmare on Film Street Fiend Club on Patreon.
Each week, we're pulling movies at random from our spooky mystery cauldron. It's a McDonald's boo bucket. And we're either going to be given a treat, that's a horror movie we really want to talk about, or a trick, a horror movie we hoped we'd never have to discuss in public.
Join us as we let the spirit of Halloween take the wheel and play Trick or Treat with the Nightmare on Film Street podcast, only on our Patreon at nofspodcast.com/fiendclub. That's nofspodcast.com/fiendclub.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Howdy, fiends, and welcome to another terrifying Patreon exclusive episode of Nightmare on Film Street. We've dug a grave just for you. Enjoy.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Welcome to Nightmare on Film Street. I'm Kim.
I'm John.
I'm opening a bag of Sour Patch Children, which was decreed.
Yep, if this is your first episode of the Trick or Treat podcast series, I really do want to apologize, but previously Kim won a landslide election where she was allowed. She was given the permission to eat candy on mic, and she has just taken every opportunity to do it.
Look, this guy's groovy. He's got like a funk to him.
I'm excited for you.
So I'm eating the Sour Patch Tricksters, where they might not be flavored as the color that they are, which, as somebody who only likes two out of the five or six colors, this is Russian roulette.
What do you got there? So you've just put a red Sour Patch Kid in your mouth. Mm-hmm. What does it taste like?
Green, I think.
Yeah.
Ew.
Definitely green.
Green is not one of the faves. Yeah, that was definitely green. Ugh. Blah.
All right, Kim, you want to give them the lowdown? Let them know what we might be talking about?
Yeah, so it's Trick or Treat. We're celebrating by letting the Halloween spirits decide what movie we're going to talk about. We're here. We're hanging out. We're eating candy.
I love that you're trying to be real cash about it. You're like, oh, hey, what's up, fellow cool kids?
Oh, hey, guys. Would you like some of this bowl of candy?
I guess that'd be cool, you know, but like maybe not.
We've got this here boo bucket. That's going to decide what movie we're going to talk about, because that's how this podcast is going to go. This week, we are deciding between two Halloween classics. The Trick will be Halloween Ends. What's his name? David Gordon Green.
There you go. definitely not Cronenberg.
I was like, David Cronenberg Green. Uh-huh. David Gordon Green's Halloween Ends, the controversial current finale of the Halloween franchise. 43 years later.
That's how we should start referring to the last movie in any franchise. The current ending.
Or the OG from 1978, John Carpenter's Halloween.
That's right. The bookends of the franchise. The
current bookends.
The current beginning and the current finale.
Yeah, Halloween hasn't had a prequel, has it?
Not yet.
Don't put that into the universe, everyone. Everyone unthink it. Okay, so Halloween Ends or Halloween 1978. I feel like it's weird that you have to say Halloween 1978 now.
Yeah, you can't just say Halloween.
No,
yeah.
Because there's the 2018 one.
Yeah, they ruined everything.
Okay.
They should have just called it H4O.
The day Michael Myers learned how to drive.
Okay.
All right. I'm pulling a card. Okay. I have chosen a card. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling it out of the bucket.
You don't want to, like, last ditch, maybe swap that out for another one?
I'm unfolding. Don't. Like, no, don't put that pressure on.
What's the name of that game? Like, it's like for the choice between three doors.
What's behind the box?
Yeah.
Or, no, I'm going to.
Tell you what. How about, I'll give you this option. I'll take out a small handful of pieces of paper. You put that one back in and you draw another.
No, I'm just going to go with this one. Okay, I'm going to, we're going to look at it.
Oh my God.
I'm unfolding it. Dear God.
What does that mean? What are we watching?
John.
Carpenter's Halloween, please tell me.
We are watching
To hear which movie we'll be talking about and to listen to the entire Trick or Treat podcast series, join the Fiend Club now. You can find links in the episode description wherever you're listening to this preview, or you can just do it old school and head over to nofspodcast.com/fiendclub. That's nofspodcast.com/fiendclub to listen to the entire Trick or Treat podcast series and all the bonus episodes available to you as a supporter of the show. Get ready to scream, shiver, and maybe even lose a little sleep. It's time for Nightmare on Film Street's 31-Day Horror Challenge. 31 horror movies, 31 days, 31 chances to win a spooktastic prize pack to help keep Halloween alive 365.
This year's prize pack includes goodies from Nightmare on Film Street's new upcoming book, Cocktails from the Crypt, 4K remastered copies of Demons and Demons 2, a Stephen King Blu-ray box set, Spirit Halloween lunch boxes, pumpkin carving kits, Halloween CD soundtracks, including the long out-of-print Monsters Speak, Nightmare on Film Street sticker packs, and more.
The rules are simple. Head over to nofspodcast.com/Halloween. Download the 31-Day Horror Challenge movie guide and post your Halloween watch list on social media using the hashtag 31-Day Horror Challenge to make this Halloween a night you'll never forget.
That's nofspodcast.com/Halloween and the hashtag 31-Day Horror Challenge.